More than 1.5 million people in the U.S. have an allergy to sesame. A new law that took effect this year was intended to make it easier for them to avoid it. But as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, people with food allergies are reeling from an unintended consequence of the law that's made it harder than ever to avoid the tiny seed.
It used to be that if sesame seeds were an ingredient in a food, they were not always listed on the label. And this was very frustrating for Priscilla Hernandez, whose 11-year-old son, Zaki, has a sesame allergy.
Sesame was hidden in these words like spices or tahini and things like things that weren't very straightforward.
A law that took effect in January, making sesame the 9th official allergen in the U.S., ushered in strict labeling requirements, and the FDA can ask for recalls if undisclosed sesame is found. Hernandez says the allergy community was thrilled. This is what they wanted. But ironically, the law has not made it easier to avoid sesame.
Quite the opposite. We've been coming across our traditional safe foods that have been feeding Zaki for years now have added sesame to them.
It turns out big commercial bakeries began adding sesame to more and more breads and baked goods that had never had it before, presumably because it was the easiest way to comply with the law and avoid the expense of creating separate sesame-free production lines, says Sarah Sorscher of the consumer group Center for Science in the Public Interest.
So this is like a quick and dirty approach to avoiding investments in food safety, and it's putting consumers at risk.
With so many commercial bakers adding sesame to their products, Priscilla Hernandez says it's challenging to find sesame-free bread in big grocery stores. Even their favorite bagel shop has added sesame flour to her son's favorite bagel.
Things like that could happen, and that's, you don't know, especially the flour. It's not even a seed. You wouldn't know that it's in your bread until maybe it's too late.
Chains such as Chick-fil-A and the maker of Dave's Killer Bread have notifications on their websites to alert customers about the changes. But Hernandez says now they must double and triple check, and she fears a repeat of an emergency room visit, which happened after Zaki accidentally ate a breadstick with sesame at school.
And that's a very scary situation.
The Center for Science in the Public Interest petitioned the FDA to step in. Sarah Sorscher says the baking industry's end run around compliance puts people with allergies at risk.
Consumers might not see the label change, and the amounts being mixed in are high enough to cause allergic reactions. So what we asked the FDA to do was to clarify that this can't be done under food safety rules.
The FDA says it does not support the practice of bakers intentionally adding sesame, but denied the petition, since companies are complying with the law as long as they've labeled the allergen. Meanwhile, the American Bakers Association has told Congress that it's very difficult for bakers to eliminate the risk of cross-contact of sesame. Here's the group's Razma Zavaners.
Despite the rigorous cleaning protocols, sesame is uniquely challenging to the baking sector as an allergen to remove it from the baking environment. And even the best practices cannot always remove trace amounts of sesame.
The bakers say it's not practical for all bakeries to establish a dedicated sesame-free production line. But the Bakery Association does have a solution in mind. They've asked Congress to call on FDA to establish a sesame allergen threshold. This would mean a very small amount, too small to lead to an allergic reaction in most people, would be allowed in products without triggering the risk of a recall, and would eliminate the current incentive to add sesame to more products. It's a strategy the allergy community may support. Here's Bob Earle of Food Allergy Research and Education, a nonprofit dedicated to food allergy awareness.
For FDA to embrace thresholds is one option that could eliminate the baker's intentional addition of sesame to its products.
The FDA says though it never anticipated this increased use of sesame, the agency will continue to work with the industry and the food allergy community to find solutions. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.